Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Monday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. And this is the beginning of a brand new series that I am very excited about. Actually, I taught a series in Phoenix back at the first of the year that we videoed, and we are actually going to play the live teaching from our Phoenix seminar on a subject that I've entitled, Don't Limit God Times 10. And what that means is that in 2002, January the 31st, the Lord told me I was limiting Him, so I took the limits off of God, and it has now been 10 years since that happened, and I'm going to be teaching on this with the perspective of 10 years later, all of the things that have happened, and I tell you, this is powerful. And this isn't something that just applies to me. This applies to everyone. We have brand new product on this. I've got a DVD set, Don't Limit God Times 10, and a CD set where I teach on this. And then I have one that was recorded live at our Phoenix meeting. That's what you will be seeing. So you can get the television version on DVD, the Phoenix live teaching, or a DVD or a CD set. Our announcer will be giving information at the end of the program, but I think this will really bless you. So we're going to go live to this teaching that I did in Phoenix, Arizona, January 2012, and teach on Don't Limit God Times 10. January the 31st, 2002, I had the second most important encounter as far as life-changing encounter that I've ever had with the Lord. And He basically spoke to me about how I was limiting what He could do in my life. And I'm going to be talking about that this week. But I got to thinking about that and thinking about what has happened in 10 years. And I was just overwhelmed. If somebody would have told me 10 years ago when I began this process where we'd be today, it wouldn't have shocked me because this is what I was believing for. But I would have certainly been blessed, because we have seen phenomenal things happen. Matter of fact, I got a call from our media buyer in December, and I don't know exactly how much media time he buys. I know he buys a bunch for us, but altogether he buys over $60 million worth of television airtime for some of the leading ministries in this nation, and he's been doing this for decades. And he called just to say that he had never seen anything like this. There's maybe one other ministry in the last 30 years that he had seen things happen similar to what he sees happening in our ministry. And he was just calling to say he was so blessed and encouraged me. And so I say all of that to say that I was just overwhelmed. Because when I started teaching on this 10 years ago, I was believing for that this was significant. I told people that this is the second most important encounter I've ever personally had with the Lord. And I taught on it 10 years ago. But now, it's 10 years later. And looking back, it's no longer just this is what I'm believing for. I'm going to share with you about some things that God has done in my life that changed me personally, changed what He called me to do personally. And I believe that this is going to translate directly to every one of you. So I am very excited about this because I know that there is nothing special about me or anything. It's just when God speaks to you, if you will follow Him, He is no respecter of persons. God is wanting to do absolutely miraculous things in every single person's life in this auditorium. God never made a dud. God has never made a piece of junk. Whether your parents saw you coming or not, God knew you from the foundation of the world. And He has a purpose for your life, and most of us are hitting way below God's standard. That is my testimony, and this is what I'm going to be telling you about how I limited God and how He told me to change that and the results that it's produced. And I believe it's true for every person in here. I really believe that if you don't wake up in the morning just excited, thrilled, thinking, God, this is the most awesome thing. I am just so blessed. then you haven't really found God's purpose. Or if you found God's purpose, you aren't fulfilling it. There are things that we can do that hinder and limit what God does in our life. And this whole seminar this week is going to be about how to take those limits off of God. I had my son that's with us. He asked me about what I was going to be ministering on. And I told him, I'm going to talk about Don't Limit God, which is the teaching I've had out for over 10 years. And I'm going to call this Don't Limit God times 10. And you can take that as either this is, I'm going to emphasize it, 10 times stronger than I did, or, you know, plus 10 years or whatever. And he said, that's a terrible title. You need somebody to help you title your stuff. So I've been thinking about it today. You could call this How to Have a Dynamic Decade, or I don't know. You can put whatever title. But this is what I'm going to be talking about, is about how we place limits on what God wants to do in our life. And let me just say a couple of introductory things about this before I get right into it, because a lot of people's theology will not accept what I'm beginning to say right here. Because people just think, now wait a minute, God is in control. And everything that happens in my life, God controls it. Even if it's the devil has to go to get God's permission before he can do anything. So basically, people blame God for everything, and they have this fatalistic theology that everything that's happening somehow or another must be God's will. So if your marriage fails, maybe this was God's way of breaking you and humbling you. If your business fails, if you are the lowest person in your business, maybe this is just God's purpose and plan for your life. You know, when I went to India in 1980, I went over there and it was a total culture shock for me when I got there. But I learned a lot of things. And one of the things that I learned is that India is really a very rich country. It's one of the most populous countries on the face of the earth. And they have all kinds of natural resources. And people, I saw people starving to death with meat walking through their house. I was in one house holding a Bible study and a Brahma bull walked in. And everybody just got against the wall and let this Brahma bull do whatever he wanted to do because of the Hindu belief that that could be somebody's grandmom reincarnated, and they wouldn't eat meat. They will eat certain types of meat like dog or something, you know, that's a low form. Those people reincarnated deserve it. And so they'll kill that and eat it, but they won't eat beef. They won't eat this other. And I saw that they had resources, but their belief system, a fatalistic thing about I was born into this caste system. And if I do anything to get myself out of this caste system and improve my well-being, then I might be reincarnated as an ant because I didn't fulfill my deal. And it was their belief system that really has made that nation impoverished. And did you know, as this belief system is changing, as the modern world is coming into India, you're seeing a lot of these values and stuff change, and India is improving and stuff. And it was a theology that keeps them in bondage. We just had a situation in Uganda where we had our director of our Bible college die over there, and because of that, we had to go over. Wendell made a special trip, and we've had to do some things, and it is amazing some of the problems we've had to deal with, and it's because of a culture, and we learn some things that a lot of Americans go into these countries and they want to throw money at these problems thinking that that's going to solve it. Money is not the problem in Uganda, in India, in any place in the earth. It's a belief system that impoverishes these people. Uganda is one of the most a natural resource country in the whole world. They can grow crops 3 times a year and harvest. The country is lush. It's got huge natural resources. They've just found great oil reserves over there and stuff. But it is the mindset of those people and the corruption and the bribery that they put lots of money into roads, but by the time it goes through all the government officials, very little of it gets to the roads. And so because of it, they got terrible things. And it is their mindset. It's their belief system. And by just throwing money at the situation is not going to solve anything. Those people need the gospel, and they need a set of principles and a moral code that will cause them to start doing and treating each other right, and their countries will prosper. None of you, I'm not going to get off the subject here, but I'll just throw this out. You either accept this or miss a great opportunity. But there's none of you that it's the fact that this government hasn't given you more welfare, or they need to increase your payment or your benefits or give you more guaranteed health insurance or this or that. That is not your problem. Your problem is right between your ears. It's the way you think and believe. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your life is going the way of your thoughts. And if you want to change, don't pray that somebody will just give you more money and have more pity on you and that everybody else will do this and everybody else will take money from somebody who's got it and give it to me who doesn't have it. That's not your answer. Your answer is to start taking these limits off, the wrong thinking, because as you think in your heart, that's the way that your life is. That's tight, but it's right. It's what the Bible says. And you need to change yourself. And so, anyway, it's not all of these other things. It's the way we think that limits God. And one of the things that limits God is this fatalistic impression or belief system that's taught in religion that, well, it must be God's will. There's nothing special about me. Did you know I spend millions of dollars a month on television airtime, and we're going to increase. It takes around $4 million a month to saturate the United States alone. And we are increasing, and I'm going to spend more, but it doesn't matter if I spent $10 million a month. Did you know that there's people that you know and that are watching you, and you have influence on them that'll never hear of me? I don't care how much money I pour into it. I don't care what I do. You have a sphere of influence over people that I'll never have. You could take every pastor in this valley of the sun and have every one of them do everything that they can. And every one of you have people that you will reach. Family members, people that you do business with, neighbors, your work associates, all kinds of people that you will influence that we will never be able to influence. And if you go around thinking I'm nobody special, and you're just waiting on the pastor to do the job, and if you don't rise up and reach your full potential and accomplish what God called you to do, there's going to be people that will die and go to hell, or there will be people who are already born again but don't have a full witness, don't see somebody walking in the power of God. And unless you rise up and reach your potential, there's going to be people that miss the miracles that God wants to do through you. There's not a single person in here that has no leadership. I teach a course in our Bible college on leadership, and the very first thing I ask is, how many of you are called to be leaders? And did you know that usually about 90% of the hands will go up, but there's always people. And I'll say, how many of you don't think that you're a leader? And there's always people that raise their hand. And then I define what leadership is. Leadership is just influence. And every one of you have influence, if it's nothing, over your kids, over somebody in your family, over your neighbors, over somebody. That's all leadership is influence. Some of us have more influence than others, but every one of you were called to influence somebody. And if you don't see yourself as a leader and see yourself as God's got a purpose for my life and He's got something for me, and if you're just, well, whatever will be, and you just go through life like a pinball, just bouncing from problem to problem, and whatever you run into, you just deflect. You don't have any course for your life. You don't ever command the mountains to move. You don't ever do anything. I guarantee you, you are limiting God with that kind of an attitude. Let me start with this verse that the Lord used to change my life over here in Psalms chapter 78 and in verse 41. I wish I had time to go into the whole chapter. This is powerful, but he talks about in the first part of the chapter, he's speaking a parable, and the purpose of this is so that the younger generation will hear what God has done in previous generations, so that they will learn not to limit God, that they will learn not to grieve God as their parents did. It's really powerful. You ought to read the whole psalm. But in Psalms chapter 78, verse 41, the Lord spoke this to me on January the 31st, 2002. And this revolutionized my life. It's the second most important thing, encounter that I've ever had with the Lord. And it says this in verse 41, "Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel." That's a very simple passage, but boy, God spoke that to me. I'm praying that God will speak this to you. Because I believe that every one of us limits God. There's not a person in here that has just exhausted God's ability and resources and power for your life. God is infinite. God is huge. God is big. And I tell you what, your life ought to be a reflection of that. If you can look at your life and say, well, I went to school, I was educated, I did all of these things, I earned this. If you can look at your life and explain it away by your great talents and ability, you missed God. God will call you to do something that is beyond yourself. He'll call you to do something that is bigger than yourself. If it's something that you can do, I doubt that you've heard from God. For instance, God called me to preach the Word, and I was an introvert. I couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to them in high school. And now I preach to millions and millions of people. He called me to do something that what I'm doing is absolute beyond myself. This is not my ability. God has had me do things that there's just no human explanation for it. I was talking to Pastor Tom today, and we were talking about why are the blessings of God so big on us? And I said, I hadn't got an answer. I said, I'm not doing anything except just loving Jesus and holding on to Jesus. I can't point to our ministry and say, oh man, it's my great talent. It's like Charlie and Jill were saying that they heard that awesome music and then they heard me. You know what? If I was God, I wouldn't have chosen me. But it says God looks for the foolish things of the world and base things of the world and things that are despised and things that are nothing to bring to naught things that are. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. I said, man, that's me. I qualify. You know what? There is nothing I am not doing what God is doing through me. You cannot point to me and say it's my great ability. You know, my mother died in 2009, and right before she died in the end of May 2009. She was 96 years old, and I was visiting with her, and she was just so thrilled. She was asking me, would you tell me again about all that God's doing in the ministry? And I'd tell her, and I was telling her about overseas and all the great things that were happening. And she looked at me, and she pointed her little bony finger at me, and she said, Andy, you know that's God. And I said, yes, ma'am, I know it's God. And she said, you aren't smart enough to do that. I said, guilty. Hey, man, it's true. I'm just saying that there's many of you that you can look at your life and everything you got it by your strength and your power. And I'm telling you, if that's the way that you look at your life, you have not tapped into God's will for your life yet. Because God is going to ask you to do something bigger than yourself. Pastor Derry and Karen Jolly down here, I'm going to have them share in the morning about some of the things that they're doing. But man, how many years ago was it? 15 years ago? They were ministering in Nicaragua and Mexico. But they were flipping burgers and barbecuing chicken and doing everything. They'd do anything for a buck to be able to finance their thing. And then, God just unleashed them. And now they are reaching thousands and thousands and thousands of kids. And it's not them. It's not their ability. It's just the supernatural power of God. Your life ought to be such a testimony that when people say, how do you do this? How do these things happen in your life? You ought to just be able to say, there is no explanation outside of God. If you can point to your great education and your charisma and all of your ability and you've done these things, you've missed God. I know some of you are thinking, now this is uncomfortable. And you're making it sound like I miss God. I believe all of us are missing God. You know, even though I've taken the limits off of God, I don't think that this 10 years ago is the last time God is going to tell me that I've limited Him. He is limitless. He is infinite. He created all of this. And I don't think that there's a one of us that's hitting on every single cylinder. There's not a one of us that's doing everything and believing Him. God is just big, and He's wanting us to believe for big things, and most of us are believing for small things. And so the Lord spoke this to me and said that just like the Israelites turned back in their heart and they limited the Holy One of Israel. Some of the things that I'm beginning to say, some of you are going to say, I believe that God is sovereign and whatever He wills comes to pass. Well, then you might just have to tear this out of your Bible, because this says they limited God. God wanted to do more than what they would let Him do. God wanted to bring them into the promised land, and He wanted to do it after 1 year. He sent them to Mount Sinai. He had Moses go through all of this, getting the law and all of these things. But within 1 year, He brought them to the promised land and told them to go in and possess it. And they sent spies out. They said that there are giants in the land. We can't do it. And they refused to go. And they stopped God's will for that nation from coming to pass right then. It eventually came to pass, but they delayed it for 40 years. And I don't know, you don't have to go very far. I could give you 100 of examples of this in the Bible, but you don't have to go beyond the children of Israel to see that you can limit God. God did not want them to spend 40 years in the wilderness. Let me just say this in the name of the Lord. God is not wanting you sick, and yet you limit God in how He can heal you and how He can prosper you. Moses, it says that his natural force was not abated, nor his eyesight dim. He was 120 years old, and he was still strong at 120, and his eyesight was perfect. If God will do that for a person under the old covenant, He will do even more for a person under the new covenant. But we limit God, and we think, oh, but I'm over 40. And this is just normal. You're supposed to start having aches and pains, and you're supposed to start having your eyesight go dim, and you're supposed to start doing this and that. You know what that does? That limits God. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. And if you look around and use the average or what's going on in our world today and say, well, this is the way it's supposed to go, instead of going by the Word, a man who had an inferior covenant lived to be 120 years old and was still perfect eyesight and still strong, then you limit God by thinking that way. You stop God. It says over in Deuteronomy chapter 7, I forget the exact verse, I think it's verse 17. Let me just turn over and read this, because this is a very important verse. Deuteronomy chapter 7. And in verse 17, he was talking about how you're going to go into the promised land and I'm going to deliver all of these nations up in front of you. Not a single person will be able to stand before you. He guaranteed them success. And then he said this, if thou say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? And then the next verse says, thou shalt not be afraid of them. You know, when I used to read this for years, thinking that if you say in your heart, these nations are mightier than I, how can I dispossess them? That's what I was saying. But you know, if you read it that way, then this is just, it leaves it hanging. There's no answer. There was no conclusion to this. And one day I was reading this, and what he's saying is, he's telling the Israelites, if you say in your heart, these nations are mightier than I, then God says, how can I dispossess them?
Andrew's complete teaching titled, Don't Limit God Times 10, was recorded live at a recent Gospel Truth seminar. It's available on either CD or DVD. Or if you prefer, you can get the DVD as seen on TV. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Every album will also include the Don't Limit God sticker. This reversible static decal will cling to your window or mirror, reminding you not to limit God with small thinking. Remember to specify CD, DVD, or DVD as seen on TV when you contact us. This series is also available for audio download absolutely free on our website. Go to awmi.net and click on Audio Teachings on the left-hand side of the page. The first audio teaching in today's series is titled, Wrong Beliefs Limit God. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this first CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be ministering next week at several locations in Russia between May 24th and May 29th. He'll also be in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Conference, June 1st through the 4th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, July 2nd through the 6th, and in the New England area for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 26th through the 28th. He'll also be in Toronto and Minneapolis for special one-night-only Gospel Truth rallies, June 15th and 16th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
From a dead-end street to the open road, the Kevin and Rachel Dowling story.
Every dollar and every penny that we were able to hustle, steal, or con somebody out of went to the dope man. I mean, that was our God. I was sitting at the kitchen table, and Pat just kept telling me, you know, Kevin, God loves you, and He will always love you no matter what. It was right there when I just felt something move in my heart. And she asked me, Kevin, do you want to give your life to the Lord? And I'll tell you, that was the greatest thing I ever did in my life. I mean, I just received Jesus right there, right in her kitchen. And I was so excited. I mean, it was so joyful. It was awesome.
From addiction to freedom. From life on the streets to a Charis Bible College classroom. And sharing the bread of life. The Kevin and Rachel Dowling story. Check out this story and more at awmi.net.
I want to make you aware that we now have our ministry, our Bible college ministry, available on online Bible school. And what this does, it allows you to go at your pace, take as many courses as you want, but you're still in a structured class situation where you have interaction with other students as well as a facilitator. It helps discipline you, but you can go at your own pace anywhere in the world. We have a web address on the screen, and I encourage you to go check out our online Bible school today.